Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Morey, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Daryl Wharton, CEO of Daryl Inspires LLC. Welcome, Daryl, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Hi, good evening. It's so nice to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I have to share with everybody, we go back some years, and how I met you is that you taught, let me make sure I got it right, Hot Hula Fitness.
Yep, Hot Hula Fitness.
Yes, yes. And out of all the things I've tried over the years, that was like the best. I enjoyed that so much. I love that. So that was great. And we still just stay connected. So I thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. It's not a problem. Okay, so I'm going to get right with the questions. Now, why did you name your business Daryl Inspires? And of course, I know it's Daryl Inspire and weight loss coaching, but where did the Daryl Inspire come from?
Well, I found that when I started doing my fitness and started going to fitness classes and posting about, you know, what I was eating, and I would post myself after workout, and I started getting calls and text messages and DMs saying, you inspire me so much. I went and exercised a day, or you inspired me to do this. And I got so many of them, I just got to thinking, you know what, I'm going to name my business Daryl Inspires, because it also made me realize that I had a calling, and that was to help people to not only lose weight, but to feel better about themselves. And so that's how Daryl Inspires LLC was birthed.
That's wonderful. And the thing about sometimes you don't realize the gifts that you have inside of you until people tell you, this is what you're doing for me. So I'm glad you heard that calling, and then you stepped out, and then you doing what you doing for yourself. So that's great.
Absolutely.
That's great. Yes. Yeah. Now the next question is, I know you're an educator. How is that different from coaching for you?
For me, and I'm a special educator, which is a little bit different, but I think that coaching is so multidimensional, and nine times out of 10, when you're coaching someone, they're going to come with a little bit of prior knowledge, whereas most of our babies, and I'm going to say babies because I did elementary and middle school, but most of our babies come with a blank slate. And so you're teaching from, you know, it's a new skill, even if it's a skill that built upon another skill that they learned prior to, it's still a new skill. But when you're coaching someone, they have a lot of prior knowledge about how they feel, how they don't want to feel. They tried this, they tried that. So I think the difference is the multidimensional, and the fact that I'm able to make changes and provide feedback in real time, and that it is applied during that entire time and not just for 90 minutes a day. You know, I teach them, you know, I'm still teaching skills, but then they go and they're able to apply those skills all day long and not just when they are in class, per se, quote unquote.
Right. I see you said, but you know what? I love that, because it's an ongoing process. It's not something that once you lose the weight, you know, of course it's the mindset. I mean, that's always the first stage, practice for everything. But, you know, people don't always realize that when you take up, depends on what type of course or program that you're doing, it's not just you take that up and then it's over with. You have to continue that as a lifestyle. And so, so I definitely agree with that. Yeah, so thank you for that. Now, the next question is, what does cute, curvy, confident me mean to you and your clients?
When you said that, I did a little shimmy. So,
I know.
Curvy, yes. Oh my gosh, Cute Curry Coffee, confident. That means exactly, it means that you have the right to feel amazing and worthy no matter what. It means that you should be treating yourself with dignity and respect during your journey to greatness. Don't wait until you fit into a dress to feel beautiful. You don't wait until you see a number on a scale before you say, oh, I am kind of cute. Because beauty comes from within, and it can only be seen when we live in it. It also means that you don't be ashamed to be curvy. You know, I embrace my curves. And there's nothing sexier than a woman who respects and loves her body enough to make wise choices for it. And lastly, for the confidence, it means that you don't wait until you reach a certain level of success to be confident, because confidence comes from within and it shows up in our energy. So it's I love that you asked me that question, because I can talk all day about each cute, curvy, confident, and that's why I don't put an and confident in it. I want people to know it's all three without being broken up with other words in between. So I love telling people that, because you have to love yourself today, because when you do that, you make better decisions for yourself for tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't expecting that. I don't know what I was expecting, but I just love that, because that is so true what you said, you know, about feeling better once you get to a certain size or a certain weight. Why can't, that inner beauty glows, and that's inner beauty no one can take away, but the only person that can discover that is you. It's not anybody
Absolutely.
Else. It's not the media. It's not how someone thinks of you. It's how you think of yourself. And sometimes you might have to psych yourself out until you're able to get
You
there.
Do. Yeah, you do.
Wow.
And a lot of people will wait. You don't wait until you're too curvy confident to show up. You show up every second, every minute, every hour, and every single day until too curvy confident is embedded in your existence. It's so important. It's so, so important.
I love that. I love that. Mm. Thanks for listening to Rest Leads the Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break. Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Rest Leads the Revenue Podcast, and we have our special guest, Daryl Wharton. All right, I'm going to continue with the questions. Now, the next one is, can you share with us your plant-based lifestyle and how you lost all the weight and kept it off?
Oh, I love plant-based, and I'm so glad that you asked me in a way for saying plant-based and not vegan, because there is a difference. And so I identify as being plant-based, and that means that, you know, I don't eat anything that comes from something that is alive or something that had a mother. I will not partake in it. So how I originally lost all of my weight, I had weight loss surgery 21 years ago. My highest weight was 674, and this will be the first time that I have shared that number, because all along I've been saying my highest weight was 621 pounds. And I just recently requested for my medical records from Holy Cross Hospital, where I had my weight loss surgery 21 years ago. And they took my weight the morning of my surgery. And I just found out that my weight was 674 pounds.
Mm.
And it's, I can't even believe it right. And this has only been 2 weeks since I found this out. And so I had weight loss surgery 21 years ago. I got down until around 350, 360, and I stayed there for 10 years. And then one day I looked at my daughter. She was 8 at the time, 8 or 9, and I was like, okay, I can no longer say I just had a baby. And I decided to get back on track and say that I wasn't going to settle for 350 pounds. And because I used to say, if this is where I get down to from 600 and something pounds, I'm good. But I was really just trying to psych myself out to make myself feel good that I wasn't 600 and something pounds. But even at 350 pounds, I was still very uncomfortable. My knees were hurting. I was miserable. And so that's how I lost the majority of my weight. And but being plant-based and doing the exercising are key, but the main thing that keeps my weight off is my mindset. It is how I feel about what I do. I do affirmations for everything, and I manifest what I want because I actually believe now that I can have every single thing that I want because abundance is my birthright. And so it turned into not even just a weight loss, because you could be skinny and still be miserable.
Yeah.
And I realized that I'm not striving to be skinny. I'm striving to wake up feeling amazing. I'm striving for my blood pressure to be good, for I don't have diabetes. I'm striving to live life to the fullest and be able to have this same conversation with you right now at 50 that I could have again at 90 and still be as alert. So the plant-based lifestyle is just something that is one of the elements that I incorporate into my lifestyle where I am able to keep the weight off. And I shouldn't say turned, but my entire family is plant-based. I only asked my husband, and once he said, you know what? Yeah, you know, I'm down with you. But, you know, we've been together since the 10th grade, so that's my ride or die right there. And my entire family changed. And we have 3 girls. They're 14, 15, and 16. And everyone is plant-based in here. And I got my husband off of his blood pressure medication within like 3 months. So the plant-based lifestyle will absolutely rock your world. Whether you do it 100% or even 50%, you're going to see a change in how you feel.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. But you know what? I'm so glad you said even if you don't do it 100%, you will still see results or you will still notice a difference. Because for some people, it might be such a struggle. And then it might be really difficult for them to do it. And so I'm glad you said that because I remember doing a green smoothie detox a couple of years ago. And I did it, I don't want to say cold turkey, but I basically did it for 10 straight days, strictly the smoothie. But then they also had one where you was able to eat chicken and fish and different, you know, it was more of a moderate type of green smoothie. And so the first 3 days are really, really rough. So it kind of reminded me of that because, you know, for some people, they might not be able to do it. So it's good to hear you can still do that. And I'm glad you shared that, but that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Oh, my goodness.
It is. And this is how I'm able to get my clients to make the change because they aren't so rigid. And we set ourselves up for failure. So if you have no true desire to not eat meat or not eat crabs, y'all know y'all Baltimoreans down here. If I mention, I just stopped eating crab meat maybe about 4 months ago, so I don't eat any shellfish. That was the only type of meat I was eating. And then one day I just decided I don't want to do that anymore either. But you have to give yourself some flexibility and to know that you still can make healthy choices if you choose to continue to eat meat. So it's all
that's
good.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that. Thank you. Okay, now my next question. Have you noticed an improvement in your sleep since your weight loss?
I sleep like a baby. I'm telling you, when I had my weight loss surgery, the first 80 pounds that I lost, I did not have to use my CPAP machine anymore because I had sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. And I used to cry every night. I used to put that thing on, and I would basically cry myself to sleep being teary-eyed because it was just, I just didn't like it. It wasn't painful, but I didn't want to have to go to sleep using a machine. And so right. with the first 80 pounds that I lost, I didn't have to use a machine anymore. And so as I continued to, you know, to lose the weight, but when I got past that 350 and continued on my journey, now the quality of my sleep is better, you know, and I'm able to fall asleep right away, and I sleep through the entire night. I used to wake up this hour, that hour. I still drink a gallon of water a day. I figured that out with time. I know I need to stop drinking water so that I don't have to wake up and go to the bathroom. You have to be very strategic about your sleep scheduling, and I don't think we pay attention to it as much as we should, and to realize how much it impacts the rest of our lives.
Right.
So
I
found that out, and so now that I know how important it is, I don't get on my phone, you know, as soon as I wake up. I wait at least an hour. I'm not on my phone when I fall asleep. I put all of my electronics down at least an hour before I go to sleep. So I have a little, you know, routine going on. But with the weight loss by itself, I mean, I wake up feeling amazing now.
That is wonderful. I am so glad to hear that because, you know, I'll always share with people about weight loss and getting the proper sleep. So it's good that you share that and then you notice a difference because, you know, when you're overweight as far as not able to breathe, just the extra weight that's on your heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, people just don't realize. And also, you know, like you know what, this kind of off topic kind of to a certain degree, but your knees hurt and you're in pain and it gets surgery. It's not because of that. It's because you need to lose weight. And
absolutely.
So, you know, and then if you're in pain, you can't go to sleep. And so, you know, that you're uncomfortable and everything like that. So I'm so glad you shared that. And really, you kind of answered with some of the next question is I basically was going to ask, like, what tips can you share in your self-care and relaxation, which basically you already had did that. But is there, like, one thing that you do, like, for self-care? And even if it's not on a nightly basis, like, is there anything particular that you do?
I'm going to say meditation is key for me. And
okay.
The meditation is key for your affirmations. It's key for people to manifest what they want in their lives. And it gives you that quiet time to really sit and figure out what do you want. Because some of us, we think we want one thing, but you really don't want those things. I used to say I wanted to be skinny all the time. And then when I defined what my skinny was, it actually wasn't being skinny. It was being able to walk up the steps without having to stop and take a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was being able to stand up for a long period of time or run if somebody started chasing me. I want to be able to run and get away.
Right, right.
So
right.
Those are my skinnies. But the self-care, the meditation is I'm going to say number one. And I just recently started getting massages.
Okay.
I didn't know what I was missing with these massages now. I'm mad that some of my girlfriends did not tell me about these massages.
Mm.
And so I go and get a massage at least once a month, and it is a non-negotiable. So that's another thing that I set up. I have non-negotiables for myself. And once I decide that I will get a massage every single month, because it aids me, it clears me, and it keeps me refreshed. And so I'm going to have to say my number two thing is the massage. And, of course, that's going to help with the relaxation, and it's going to help with my sleep. It's going to help with my sleep,
you're
too.
Right. You're right. That's right. That's wonderful. Once again, thank you for staying with Restless the Revenue. We'll be right back.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Thank you for staying with our special guest, Daryl Wharton. Daryl, I really appreciate you taking the time and sharing all this valuable information, and it makes me now want to look at the plant-based. Because I know I need to lose about a good 40 pounds. It's not a lot, but still, it doesn't matter. And so I'm really happy that you shared that with me. There are times that, well, not just me, but with our listening audience. And like you said, I love the idea you said that it's a mindset first. That's the most important. Because a lot of times people just want to exercise and think that's the, you know, that's the answer, but it's not. So your mindset is king. So can you please share with us how we can contact you and support you?
Absolutely. So I could be found on IG as Daryl Inspires. Facebook, it is Daryl Inspires Life and Weight Loss Coaching. My website is www.darylinspires.com. You can also call me too. Just call me, 443-961-4707. And if anyone wants to have a discovery call or a strategy call, you can also still go to my website and click on the coaching icon and just choose your date on the calendar. And we could talk about it. I'm not going to sit there and just tell you all of these things. I'm going to help you to figure out your next best step for you. So you will leave with something when you have your free discovery call with me.
Okay, great. And the one thing I would like to ask, could you spell your first name so that way people know, but I know there's different ways to spell it.
Yes. It is D as in day, A-R, Y, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, and then inspires.com. So DarylInspires.com.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. I can be reached on my website, which is on the bottom of the podcast, which is DonettaDMoring.com, and that's DonettaDMoring.com, and as always, sleep heals.